Small Biz America.
The brain.
They are a unique provider of online payment processing services for small business and financial institutions. ACH Federal provides banks with a simple web-based technology platform to securely process ACH transactions through a terminal that provides direct access to the Federal Reserve. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for a primer on this technology, how it works, how it fills a market gap, is Craig Cotter. He's the Director of Sales for ACH Federal. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. What does every business owner, entrepreneur need to know about ACH Federal and ACH, the concept of it, and the services you provide?
Well, ACH is just a growing method of payments programs. ACH stands for the Automated Clearinghouse. It's not really, I think, widely known in the business community, except for maybe financial institutions and some large companies that understand what ACH is.
Yeah.
But just about all transactions move by ACH eventually, even settlement on credit cards and things like that.
Wow.
As you probably know, the Federal Reserve has started closing quite a few of their check processing plants across the country. I think they're down to 2 now from a total of 22 at one time.
Wait a minute. Stand by one. So, in other words, the world is changing in terms of how everyday transactions are happening. Is it moving to plastic or, well, please continue. You were going to go there, I'm guessing.
Yes, you're exactly right. In both scenarios you just mentioned, it is moved more towards plastic. Particularly the retailing side of the business is more plastic today. However, billing or recurring type debt payments, like, you know, your gym dues or maybe, you know, paying tithing at church or something like that, that's moving more towards electronic. And part of that, David, is an interesting fact is, as we all know, during 9/11, all the airports were closed, and it became critically, or, you know, very, very made everybody aware of the vulnerability of all those checks sitting in those airports all across the country. From that, the Check 21 platform was built so that banks can now image paper checks and send them without putting them on those airplanes.
Oh, wow. So it's an imaging idea. Okay.
An imaging idea. They run it through a scan. They run the paper checks through the scanners, and it records them. And now those devices are becoming more widely used by merchants themselves. Some of those can be turned into an ACH. Some of them go what would you and I would know as the track of the old paper route.
Yeah.
However, it's just done by an electronic image versus that paper moving from parts of the country to parts of the country to this processor to that processor.
Okay.
And so as that matures and evolves, more and more ACH is being coming into the marketplace, particularly for businesses themselves. It's not exactly a tool a consumer like you and I would use. It can't go in and pay your dry cleaner by ACH. Now, if you were set up to, you could walk in and they'd say, okay, David, your dry cleaning bill today is $32, and we're just going to put it on your account and go ahead and do that. But it's not generally used in that area yet. It will be in the future, we certainly believe. A very timely topic is the passing of the Dodd bill, you know, the financial reform.
Yes.
And within that, there are a lot of things about debits and credit cards that are being changed. All that hadn't shaken out just as it has in the past, but merchants, retailers are no longer going to be required to take take a credit card or debit card under $10.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of things going on with the exchange rates in the country. Nobody knows exactly who's going to be ended up paying those. And I think in certain types of businesses, there'll be more and more people look to electronic. The great thing about electronic or with ACH is it moves through the Federal Reserve Bank. There's a bank on both ends. Your bank as a consumer protects you. The originator's bank or the business that starts the transaction protects them. So there is oversight at least 3 times during the whole process.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's a lot safer than most people think. You know, you hear a lot about cyber crime and fraud and things like that. Number one is because it's timely, but also because usually when a cyber crime is committed, it's thousands of people. But overall, it's probably a safer method of paying or receiving funds than writing a check.
Interesting. Just to review the mechanics, if you could. So ACH, it's called Automated Clearinghouse. That's an acronym for Automated Clearinghouse. And basically, it's a point-to-point flow of money in lieu of paper or other methods of payment. Do I have it right? Is it a bank-to-bank kind of scenario currently?
Yes, exactly. And one of the interesting things about ACH, there has to be a connection. So I can't just charge David's account. If I'm a business, I can't just charge David's account. I have to have a pre-existing relationship with you to do it. So if I'm your cell phone provider, I'm your insurance company, I'm your chiropractor, it's your child orthodontist or something like that, then we can create between the two of us a way to move those funds back and forth.
Okay, so it's a way to move the funds back and forth between point to point. Okay, and as you can tell, I'm new at this and kind of crawling into the whole notion
of it. Most people are.
Yeah, no, it's true. So when you talk about ACH itself, your company, ACH Federal itself, what services do you provide, and give us a sense of your business model?
Well, our business model is primarily we two markets. First of all, we work with smaller banks, less than $1 billion, usually in asset value. And the reason why they outsource this to us is because we've become pat ourselves on the back. And there are other companies that do this, but we've become pretty successful at the functionality that we provide. And by functionality, I mean what what our customer would use or what the bank customer would use. So where a lot of companies that are small businesses, they find it very hard to maybe take collections on their website.
Yes.
Some kind of, maybe it's a school, a dance studio, a daycare center, or a small property management company. In the past, that's taken on quite a bit of a heartache to set up and process us through the Federal Reserve. And now we can do that for them. Another situation that we pride ourselves on is this telephone collection. So, for instance, David wants to pay a bill, you're out of town, all you have to do is call the person that you're and say, hey, this is David, here's my account number, and I want to make a payment. And we can facilitate that payment through the Federal Reserve, take it out of your account, and put it in the folks that you're paying.
Wow.
So that's a couple of the areas. We think we help small businesses in particular is because everything, as you mentioned in the intro, we're web-based, so that means that a construction company or somebody that's out making calls all day long, that they come home at night, they can work from their computer at night and either build a payroll through their computer, or they can bill their customers or collect from their customers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, they can put the transactions through. Obviously, we can't process those unless the Federal Reserve's open.
When we talk about, Craig Cotter, when we talk about wire transfers, are we essentially using an ACH methodology or technology?
Yes, in a sense. A wire transfer itself is, as you know, is an expensive way to move money. The difference is it does go by ACH. However, the banks on both ends are guaranteeing those funds.
Mm.
So if you send a wire to me, your bank is saying, we've checked David's account, he does have the money in here, and we're sending this wire to you, and the bank, my bank will say, it's accepted. It's very expensive to do that, but the guarantee is there.
Yeah. So in terms of HCH Federal, it sounds like I'm extrapolating that you're getting out in front of what may be a sort of, we'll call it a consumer-like market, the small business owner. Do I have it right? Is that something
Correct.
That you're interested in getting out in front of? And what's the idea about marketing this to small businesses? How are you approaching that?
We're building our website up so that as a small business that, you know, that's gotten to be the way that people shop these days for something that they want to find out about. They go onto the web and search for the kind of companies that do this. Mm-hmm. We're particularly interested in small businesses and the fact that we're in tune to what they need and can work with them. We don't have a minimum requirement. We can do small amounts. We think the flexibility is there for them, and really a lot of the things that they would like to do that maybe the big banks don't offer them right now.
So what would it look like to a purchaser, someone coming to the website of a small business owner that has decided to work with ACH Federal? What does the interface look like? I mean, we're getting away now from the idea of credit card numbers, right, and into some a different thing. So just describe to us what that user interface, how that would look, what the purchase process would look like.
Well, we can design, obviously, you know, in any way, and it would be more of a bill collection than it would actually be a purchase. Again, let's use a property management company.
Great.
A company would, you know, somebody would log on, they could put their apartment number or their address in or whatever specific, and then that we would verify that is that tenant, and then it would automatically come up with their payment is due, and they can make the full payment. Once that payment is clicked in, that is sent to our servers. It doesn't reside on the property management side of the fence. It's sent automatically to our servers that are fully secure and have all the encryption methods and things like that, so that your bank account and routing number are protected.
Okay.
It doesn't reside on that. So once we have it, we just process it according to when you decided to make that payment. Another feature of our system is you can make future payments. So if you wanted to set, you were going to be gone next week, and you had some payments you wanted to make on Friday, you would just log on and be able to do it on Friday.
I love that. When you use a bank, when Joe, whoever, uses a bank online payment system, are they using something similar to what you're describing here through the window of their bank website?
Somewhat, and that's a good point. And I think most banks are pretty forward with it, but there's been some misunderstanding about it. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, when you go on and you're doing your bill pay live on a bill pay site on your bank, if it's a national company or a large utility company, that's probably being sent by ACH to that biller.
Okay.
However, if it's a small company or again a property management company or a school or something like that, what's happening on the other end is that bank is creating what's called a paper draft, which goes right back to the old paper way.
Mm.
And so instead of you writing the check out, they're writing the check out and sending it. So some people think when you go on and make your payment on the bill pay site with it's an automatic credit to that person that you're paying, and that's not necessarily true. So people should be a little bit cautious about that and maybe check with their bank to make sure.
Okay, great. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Craig Cotter. He's the Director of Sales at ACH Federal. They're a provider of electronic funds transfers. The website is www.achfederal.com. Back to your business model, Craig. How do you guys make money? What's your revenue
model?
Well,
we do charge a transaction fee.
Right.
There's a transaction fee. And I tell you, David, just for some instances, it's been said, and I don't have that at my fingertips. I'm sure some of your other guests have brought it up, but to mail a check,
mm-hmm.
It's about $1.70, you know, with postage included and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you think about the efficiency of that, you know, or lack of.
Exactly. And then again, the timing. When does it get there? When will they post it? You know,
right.
Things like that.
Right.
A credit card, as we well know, and is the most expensive way for the merchant to receive payment. You know, sometimes up to 3%, so $100 would be a $3 bill. Where with ACH, you're looking at anywhere from 25 cents to 50 cents or something like that.
So it's a fixed rate as opposed to a percentage idea. Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay. Correct, correct.
So it's not. So it's a flat fee. There really is no, the amount of the transaction is not material to your revenue model.
No, it's not, and that's what's unusual. It's just like a paper check. The amount is immaterial, as you said.
Do you guys operate in a pretty competitive space, or are you one of the only? I mean, are there a lot of companies like yours?
It is an emerging technology, and there are more and more people getting into it. Obviously, the big competitors are banks. What's happened, though, is, in my opinion, is the major banks across the country, they buy these huge mainframe systems and install them, and they have to live with them once they're up. And the nice thing about our web-based system is any rules change or any new functionality comes down the road. We're looking at smartphone applications and things like that. And we're able to change rather rapidly compared to some of the bigger guys. And when you put ACH in your name, you better be good at it.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking
that's all we got.
you're actually dealing with the Federal Reserve, which I know, I'm not in the banking world, as my listeners know and you know, but the Federal Reserve is really everything passes through there. In other words, when you've got an account, it's all really an electronic record of value, isn't it?
Correct. And let me just make a statement there, too.
Please.
For compliance issues, we have what are called sponsor banks that allow us to utilize their routing number to process through the Federal Reserve.
So
there is a bank always overseeing what we're doing, and we enjoy that because it's a backup, and we have all kinds of security security measures set in, things that we can correct on a heartbeat if there's something goes wrong. So and our sponsor banks overlook it, and every once in a while point out something that we need to take a quick look at, and sometimes it's like somebody's wanting to send a transaction for $100 and put an extra zero in there.
Oh yeah, you have error stuff.
Yeah, we set limits on everything so that and primarily that's done for fraud, but more so we catch it for errors.
So for the business that, let's say, constructing an online e-commerce site, it sounds like you also provide sort of a customized solution for the front end, the client side. I wanted to recap back to that because it's probably very relevant to a lot of our listeners. Would they work with you to do that, or is that not part of the – are you more the back office?
We're more the back office, and what's the evolution, as you know, in technology has just been tremendous. While I'd agree with you, 4 or 5 years ago, we would have had to go into any type of business, whether it's a pest control company or a uniform rental place or something like that, and actually build a website for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now, almost every webmaster can create a payment page. And then what they do is they write to our API, and our system talks to their system, and as long as they can get 5 pieces of information, we can process that transaction.
Wow. So there's an API handshake, and that's how it happens, and that code is available to anybody who wants to work with you on the development side, web design side. And your website, to get more information, of course, is www.achfederal.com. We've been visiting with Craig Cotter. Anything else we should know, maybe ideas that are often misunderstood about ACH or funds transfer?
I think it's for part of a generic type thing is be sure you have rights as a business and you have rights as a citizen. When you go to the banks, because it's if somebody's taking money out of your account, you need to go to the bank and talk to them about it and mention the word NACHA, N-A-C-H-A. NACHA is the National ACH Association that governs the transactions. And there are a lot of consumer protection points within that. So not all banks, again, it's an educational type thing. It's not a lack of attention to detail from the banks. But once they mention the NACHA rules, they'll move it up the line and help you get those payments stopped.
That's a great
going out of your account.
No, that's a great tip for consumers or small business owners. Craig Cotter, thanks so much for imparting your insights about this emergent technology, the matter of online payment processing services. ACH Federal is the company, www.achfederal.com. Craig, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David. I enjoyed it.
Small Biz America.
The brand.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.